With a check on your sports this morning for this Thursday, April 17th, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesseyan freshman golfer Dakota Munger was named this week the GPAC Men's Golfer of the Week as the Chamberlain native won the Dakota Wesseyan Spring Invite last week with a two-round total of 140. Munger shot a 69 during his first round and a 71 during his second round. Dakota Wesseyan baseball returns to GPAC play today. They will be at Briar Cliff for a doubleheader. That starts at 1 o'clock. Dakota Wesseyan softball, they'll be at home this afternoon hosting Doan for a 3 p.m. doubleheader with just six games left in the regular season. Mitchell baseball tonight at Cadwell Park for the first time this season. Mitchell baseball hosting T-Area. First pitch at 5 o'clock. We'll have coverage with our pregame show at 4:45 this afternoon of Mitchell baseball on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Also a busy day for the Colonels as softball will be at Sioux Falls Roosevelt tonight at 6 o'clock for a single game. Mitchell boys tennis, they head to Huron today to take on Aberdeen Central and the Huron Tigers. That starts at 9 a.m. And a busy day for Mitchell track and field as they will host well over a dozen schools this afternoon for the annual Corn Palace Relays. Those start at 2 p.m. today at Joe Quinnell Field. South Dakota State baseball would lose to Minnesota for the second time in 8 days, this time a 4-2 loss last night to the Gophers. SDSU took an early 2-0 lead with a pair of runs in the top of the first inning before Minnesota would tie the game with two runs in the bottom of the second. The Gophers then took the lead for good with a run in the bottom of the fourth and an insurance run in the seventh. SDSU just lost at Minnesota last week back on April 8th. That was a one-run game, 4-3. The Jackrabbits now fall to 7-24 on the season. They start a three-game series at St. Thomas later this afternoon. First pitch at 3 o'clock. Twins nearly blew a three-run lead late, but they would get a single from Ty France in the 10th inning. They would give Minnesota a 4-3 win yesterday over the New York Mets. Mets trailed late 3-0. New York would score three runs to tie it in the top of the 8th inning. Twins take the series 2 out of 3 versus the Mets. Minnesota will now be in Atlanta this weekend to take on the Braves. That three-game series starts tonight at 6:15 Central Time. A veteran umpire, Hunter Wendelstad, went to the hospital for further examination on Wednesday after he was hit in the face during that Twins game behind first base on a line drive foul ball. Crew chief Todd Tishner told a pool reporter after the game that Wendelstad was coherent and speaking, but he was going through concussion protocol. For more sports, check out our websites at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.